Hi, thank you so much for taking time to listen to my views on having any changes for children with disabilities in an educational setting. So my child is only 3 and a half, he's 4 in May, and he is autistic level 3 with global developmental delay, speech delay, and a mild intellectual disability. I think something that is quite paramount in my experience so far, and I am fresh eyes here, is that there needs to be a fundamental change in early childhood educational settings to be a lot clearer, an educational setting that is for under 5 years of age. I would say statistically, especially boys are diagnosed with a disability, aka autism, for example, under the age of 5. Most of these children's first exposure to an educational setting is going to be a long daycare service. If we are not equipping these educators, directors, and owners with the right information of how to deal and how to manage and support families and children with additional needs in their setting, in their environment, then we are completely failing these children. We have, in his short, not even 4 years, have had a very bad experience at a daycare setting that, despite having an inclusive support worker there, because of his NDIS funding, because of his needs, they still, without prior warning, made us have a meeting to let us know that until he stopped throwing toys, this is toys by the way, until he stopped throwing toys at 2 years of age, he would be removed from his educational setting, their long daycare, early. So they had a meeting with me to let me know that I had to pick up my child at 2:30 on the days that he attended. He was only going 2 days a week, and we would drop him off about 8:30 in the morning. So they were unable to support my child with additional needs longer than 2:30 in the afternoon. They weren't prepared to give any discounted rate, and they weren't prepared to give a timeline of when that restriction would be revoked. And for me, that experience was just outright discrimination because they were gatekeeping his access to education, and they had every power to do so. I could do nothing. They had every power to do that because it is a private sector. I went directly and made a complaint to the Department of Education, and I said, they have discriminated my son here. This isn't okay. And they outright said to me, black and white, they said it would need to be to prove someone discriminated your child via gatekeeping access to education, it would have to be black and white. I showed them the evidence. She said it wasn't enough. And how are we meant to support these children if, even at a long daycare service, they are able to restrict access to a child because he's throwing toys? There's an opportunity here as an owner and director to be able to go, okay, why don't we look at our environment, or why don't we get the supports he needs by speaking to his therapist, by speaking to his parents? What are the supports we need to put in place to help him when he's dysregulated? If he's not okay in those moments, maybe we can get the inclusive support worker more involved. Instead of doing a group activity, do a one-on-two activity. I then had to search in my local community and found a support page for parents with children with disabilities. It was on that page that I saw recommendations to a long daycare service that was quite small. I reached out to them and they were fantastic. And my son had been there for an entire year and had such a positive experience because they are an inclusive centre. And they are an inclusive centre because they have, as parents and owners, the owner is a parent of a child who has additional needs. The director is a parent of a child with additional needs. So they understand the the basic needs of a child, especially under the age of five. There is so much guidelines when it comes to children in government schools and private schools because you're paying money or you're getting, the government is getting paid money. But it's not there in the early childhood sector for under 5 years of age. And it needs to start there. It needs to start at the very start because these families get given this blue book at birth and you are told these are your milestone checks. If anything is untoward, speak to your GP, speak to your GP. And when something isn't quite right, based on those categories and the metric system created on the blue book, you are then just sent on your merry way. There is no additional book. You are left alone. And you should have every right to get back out there and get into work because it costs a lot. And NDIS certainly does not cover those pediatrician appointments and they are hundreds of dollars. And yet in the private sector that there is for long daycare service, they have no restrictions in place. There's no guidelines for them. There's no support for them. And to have an inclusive support worker, one, it's so great. I love that that is something that is an option for those daycare services. However, they don't need any, that inclusive support worker doesn't need any experience or prerequisite in a child with additional needs. How ridiculous is that? If the majority of these children in these sectors are actually needing support because they have an additional needs, whether it be Down syndrome or ADHD or just they need an early intervention or autism, a lot of them are on NDIS and they are seen as having a disability. So we need to protect them by being able to give them an inclusive support worker that actually has to have experience and qualification with children with additional needs, not just the basic certificate 3. It's just not good enough to give a good ratio of numbers in the classroom when you have a child that is requiring a bit more support. You actually need someone who has the experience to handle those moments and that can speak to that child's therapists and coordinate with them so they can both have a positive experience at the very end. So to summarize my feedback to you, it would be we really need to start from preschool level, from daycare level. That's where we need to start because this is where these families are getting their children diagnosed between the ages of 2 and 4 are the main ages. We need that support. We don't need to be discriminated against. We don't need someone to wash their hands of our child because they've been put in the too hard basket. We don't need someone gatekeeping and restricting access to our child's legal right to education and having to try and fight for their rights and just getting told by the Department of Education they didn't discriminate black and white enough for us to help you. It's just not good enough. And we need to support these families moving forward because we need to be more forward thinking and supportive for these families, especially with all the upcoming changes with NDIS. We need to support these families. Please reach out if you have any questions. I'm happy to answer them truthfully and honestly. I have no judgments. I just genuinely want people to support and just hear our stories. Thank you.